Page 29, Unit 6. High levels of consumption make the world go round.
We no longer live life, we consume it. Vicki Robin.
Consumer society has emerged as a newfangled phenomenon, mainly spreading from Western countries, but now taking over an increasing number of states, even in the East. Strangely enough, what makes consumerism advantageous for business also makes it disadvantageous for buyers, workers, and the environment. Consumerism refers to the willingness to purchase unnecessary or passive items and then throw them away so that we could shop for newer products immediately. Repair is out of the question. No wonder we are bombarded with inviting commercials and advertising messages, which are, to tell the truth, not easy to resist. It's true that advertising does good to consumers by acquainting them with new products and technological achievements. In terms of business, the main benefit is obvious. Advertising facilitates consumerism by generating demand, and companies hire a growing number of employees to produce and sell more. The free market creates enterprises with more and better paid jobs. Consumption has become a feature of the modern lifestyle to seek satisfaction and finally find the key to happiness. Beyond dispute, this way of life calls for money. Consequently, credit cards and buying on hire purchase have been more common than ever, since anything that is financially demanding can be within easy reach. However, in a consumer society, the excessive advertising confuses buyers who find themselves in a trap difficult to escape from. Advertisements do not only let shoppers learn about the new products available, but often create false desires by manipulating them in an intrusive way. People become more inclined to acquire more and more, which, of course, fuels and keeps the economy alive, but on the other hand, it makes consumers blind to what is significant in life. Its effects on society and values could lead to dramatic changes in attitude and in a destructive way. Accordingly, the key to happiness, first and foremost, is gaining as many possessions as possible. The wealthy would have nothing more to desire than they already have, as they can afford to travel the world or already have a dream job, but they are not happy with that. Moreover, it goes further than this. We fail to realize how pervasive it is in our lives, and we tend to underestimate its power. Chasing the desired items eats up our time, energy, and causes stress. Even getting what we wish for cannot bring any beam of satisfaction, and the eager pursuit goes on and on, resulting in a constant feeling of dissatisfaction. It may cause impoverishment, therefore the gap between the well-off and the needy is increasing. Additionally, it comes as no surprise that a much wider range of goods must be produced at a lower price. However, low-end materials and products still do a good job in consumer societies, and they are also able to keep business going. One way of cutting back on costs is forcing people to work in an inappropriate work environment, as well as under unreasonable conditions, which both lead to becoming overburdened and underpaid. Health concerns also should be in focus. All in all, going against mainstream society and keeping an eye on what really matters in life may help.